Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Currently in Richland Center, our temperature is at 74 degrees. We have mostly cloudy conditions. 87 was yesterday's high, the record high 99 in 1947, record low 44 in 1994. Last year's high was 83 and the low 64. Sunset will occur at 8:19 this evening. Sunrise time 5:57 coming up for tomorrow morning. The air is calm, barometer at 29.98, and no precipitation today. We've been as warm as 76 this morning. And right now we're at the current reading 74, which is the overnight low.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin, where the news from ABC is sponsored by Scott's Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual workers.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Hurricane Debby taking aim at the Florida Gulf Coast this morning, preparing to make landfall near Keaton Beach. ABC's Andrew Dimbert.
Rain totals could reach a foot or more along Florida's Gulf Coast, where Debby could produce 6 to 10 feet of storm surge. Conditions yesterday from the St. Pete Pier as Debby's outer bands grazed the Tampa area, flooding streets and causing power outages. The storm is expected to move over northern Florida today, then stall over the coastal regions of Georgia. Communities near Savannah could see up to 20 inches of rain and as high as 30 inches in isolated areas.
Kamala Harris is expected to end her search for a vice presidential candidate tomorrow in Philadelphia. Some of the rumored finalists meeting with the VP at her home on Sunday. Bangladesh's prime minister has resigned and fled the country this morning after protesters stormed the capital city demanding her resignation. This comes after weeks of protests calling for change to the quota system for government jobs. This is ABC. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin rejecting a plea deal introduced last week for the alleged 9/11 mastermind and two co-conspirators. ABC's Louis Martinez with more on Austin's decision to move forward with the trial.
He did not agree with this ruling, and he wanted to see this whole system play out in the courtroom, and he wanted to see the sentencing also play out in a courtroom and not be as a deal that's been worked out between lawyers and prosecutors down at Guantanamo. And we should remember that this was a military tribunal. This has been operating completely independent of any political actions. So even the White House was caught unawares when this agreement was made public last week.
Los Angeles police released new images over the weekend of the suspects and vehicle believed to be tied to the murder of General Hospital actor Johnny Wagner. Authorities now asking for the public's help in identifying the three men seen trying to steal Wagner's catalytic converter when the 37-year-old was shot back in May. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
A look at sports today is sponsored by Bindle Tire and Auto, your certified Firestone on the farm tire service, and the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. Luis Garcia Jr. homered for the second consecutive day. Rookie James Wood hit a bases-loaded triple, and the Washington Nationals defeated the Milwaukee Brewers 4-3. Mitchell Parker threw six shutout innings for his first victory since June 16th for Washington. Elsewhere, it was a win for San Francisco over Cincinnati, 8-2. Miami, 7. Atlanta, nothing. Arizona, 6-5 over Pittsburgh. San Diego, 10. And Colorado, 2. And the Cubs beat St. Louis, 6-2. In the American League, Kansas City, 3. Detroit, 2. Tampa Bay, 1-0 over Houston. Baltimore, 9. Cleveland, 5. The Yankees, 4-3 over Toronto. Boston, 7. Texas, 2. Minnesota, 13. 7 over the White Sox. The Dodgers beat Oakland 3-2, Philadelphia 6-0 over Seattle, and the LA Angels got the win against the Mets 3-2. The Brewers have the day off today. Minnesota will play at the Cubs among the games coming up, and the Mets will be at St. Louis. That's a look at sports.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50,000 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on the farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindle's today, 647-5851.
When the quality of your care and comfort matter most, the Kramer Infusion Center at the Richland Hospital and Clinics is here for you. We partner with regional hospitals to offer infusion treatments for patients close to home, offering Gamma Guard immunity boosters, blood transfusions, and chemotherapy monitored by an on-site oncologist. For expert infusion care in a familiar environment, call the Kramer Center and ask if your care can be delivered close to home at the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
Today's high of 81 degrees, a 40% chance of scattered showers or thunderstorms this afternoon. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight, some could be strong, a low of 61. Tuesday, light showers ending by midday, a bit of sunshine later and a high of 72. Wednesday, partly cloudy and nice, a high of 78. Thursday, upper 70s with a mix of clouds and sun, and a 30% chance of spotty light showers Friday and a high of 74. The National Weather Service has issued a flood watch for Sauk County from tonight until tomorrow morning. Right now in Richland Center, we're back to our overnight low. It is 74 degrees. Today is Monday, August 5th. How can it be? Here we go.
Hand on the Bible, I swore that you were the one. The way that it felt didn't feel like I jumped the gun. Yeah, you held me in your arms and you kissed me like forever. How the hell was I supposed to know?
You carried me. 3.
Got a head full of noise, about 100 different things I'm trying to avoid. I got a mind in the gutter, trouble on one hand, a beer and the other. Got the windows down and my fingers crossed, just looking for a brand new way to get lost. So come looking. Feels good, about time. Blue skies ahead and BS behind. Got the wind in my head, got nowhere to go, so I'm already there. Maybe Moab, maybe the Rockies, maybe the great soft plains of the hills of Kentucky. Maybe north, maybe south, I don't care as long as it's now. So long before it was sunny. Got a tank full of gas down the road I'm burning. Can't say I would and I can't say I wouldn't. If I don't come back, don't come a-looking.
Jackson Dean on WRCO Radio. Phil Nee with you on this Monday morning. It's another very, very busy week for us in Southwest Wisconsin. And the events include Richland County's 4th Annual National Night Out, beginning on Tuesday from 5 until 8 at Kroska Park in Richland Center. This year, live entertainment and lots of fun. And Walk with Grace Captains and Survivors Night at the Phoenix Center and Richland Center on Wednesday. And the walk itself going on Friday night. So, yes, this is a busy week, but a very important week in our community. And WRCO will be glad to be there for you. 74 right now on a Monday with Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Lock the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in. Pretty soon I'm singing. Doo, 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 looking out my back door. This giant doing cartwheels. Statue wearing high heels. Look at all the happy creatures dancing on the lawn. Dinosaur be trolling. Listening to Buck Owens.
Old Dominion on FM 100.9 and coming home. 74, we're back down to our overnight low, and just different now as we get into August, and it's just been creeping up on us, but it stays darker so much longer in the morning. Now with sunrise time, what, tomorrow's sunrise time will be at, 5:57, so just before 6, and that's quite a change. Just a month ago, it was at least a half hour before that, so a little bit darker in the morning, and of course, losing some daylight at night as well. Right now, WRCO, 74 degrees.
At U.S. Cellular, new and current customers can get the new Samsung Galaxy Z Fold 6 or Z Flip 6 on us. Even you, early adopter.
But did you know they both come with Galaxy AI?
Galaxy AI? Maybe you should take my job.
New and current customers get the new Samsung Galaxy Z Fold 6 or Z Flip 6 on us with Galaxy AI.
Not bad. I'm still going to do the tagline, though. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
Attention auto mechanics. TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow, and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full-service automotive repair facility with a fun, low-stress, family-owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Hi, Garrett here with Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center. Sure, we have low prices and guarantees, but what really sets us apart is our service department. Our service team has over 200 years of combined experience ensuring quick turnarounds and top-notch satisfaction. With our newest quality control measures, we're cutting wait times and boosting appointments. Don't wait. Make your appointment today. When it comes to service, we don't mess around. Vitesnik Power Sports, Highway 14, Richland Center. Your satisfaction is our priority. It's what we do.
Vitesnik Power Sports.
Rockwell Automation at Richland Center would like you to know that if you are a part of a nonprofit organization or 501(c) and have opportunities for Rockwell employees to partake in, please let them know. The team is looking for volunteering and donation opportunities within the surrounding communities. If you would like to partner with them or have any questions, please call 608-647-9400. They look forward to extending their community involvement. Rockwell Automation, ingrained in the community. Dedicated to making a difference. 6:23, the time as we cruise on down the highway, getting ready to make our fortune today. This is Roger Miller.
Trailer for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents, no phone, no pool, no pets, ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 4-bit broom. I'm a man of means by no means, king of the road. Third boxcar, midnight train, destination Bangor, Maine. Ooh, worn out suit and shoes, I don't pay no union dues. I smoke old stogies I have found, short but not too big around. I'm a man of means by no means, king of the road. I know every engineer on every train, all of the children and all of their names, and every handout in every town, and every lock that ain't locked when no one's around. I sing trailers for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents, no phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 four-bit room. I'm a man of means by no means, king of the road. Trailers for sale, rent, rooms to let 50 cents, no phone, no boo, no pets. Got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a...
across the bed, I felt her touch, but it was only in my head. I've been half crazy since she's been gone. She says she's got some things to work out on her own, so I'll give her the time she needs and hope one day her heart will lead her back to me. Love will bring her around, that's my only prayer. Love will bring her around when she's lost somewhere out there. When she sees what she's looking for, something she's already found.
Love will bring her around.
Love came easy, we fell too fast. She wasn't ready for the hard times we had. But wherever she goes now, she will see the best things in life are not always free. One night suddenly she'll burn for my kiss, her eyes will open and she'll come out of this. Come back,
love will bring her around, that's my own.
She'll be there when she sees that what she's looking for is something she's already found.
Love will bring her around.
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 That's Rob Crosby, some 90s country for you right there. Love will bring her around. From the Lost and Found, Lost, a red and white Dachshund puppy. The puppy's name is Pearl and is not wearing a collar. Lost on Sheldon Street. The number to call is 604-7889, and a reward is being offered, 608-604-7889. If you have seen that red and white Dachshund puppy, again, lost in the Richland Center area. From WRCO Radio, our news update is coming up next.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy 5-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy 3-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Wilkinson Auctions Muscadet Area Equipment Consignment Auction is Thursday, August 8th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. Some of the highlights include a low hour 2021 Case SR175 skid loader, a John Deere 550C dozer, tons of trailers including multiple reefer trailers, combines and heads, and grain carts and gravity boxes. New equipment is arriving daily, so check the website or come down to the auction yard to see new pieces. The Muscadet Area Equipment Auction, Thursday, August 8th at the Muscadet Yard. More info at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News Time is sponsored by Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your full-service pharmacies caring for you and about you, and also by BL Signs, your full-service sign company. The forecast for today, mostly cloudy and humid with a 40% chance of scattered showers or thunderstorms this afternoon. A high of 81 degrees, occasional showers and thunderstorms. Some storms could be heavy tonight, a low of 61. A flash flood watch has been issued for Sauk County from tonight through tomorrow morning. Right now in Richland Center, it is 74.
BL Signs is a full-service sign design company in Richland Center. They specialize in manufacturing all types of interior and exterior signage for all applications to meet the client's needs. They offer internally lighted extruded aluminum sign cabinets, post and panel signs, non-lighted acrylic letters, LED lighted channel letters of all types and sizes, printed in solid color vinyl lettering, and graphics. Call BL Signs at 647-0149 and see what they can do for you. BL Signs, Richland Center.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee, and here is what you need to know. As of today, the Richland County Highway Department will be closing Highway 60 to install a culvert. This closure will be on Highway 60 east of Muscadet to Gotham. Highway 60 will be hard closed from County Highway 00 and the west intersection of Gingers Road to the east intersection of Gingers Road. The road will be closed to through traffic, but fire and rescue will still be able to maintain service in the area. The road will remain closed until this Thursday. Americans should avoid traveling to Russia. That's the latest advisory from the U.S. State Department. And UW-Madison political science professor Yoshiko Herrera says it's sound advice. Herrera says the regime of Russian President Vladimir Putin is fundamentally untrustworthy and will continue to take hostages like those exchanged last week for Russian criminals. She says Russia is just absolutely not the place to go for tourists. She adds Americans currently in the country should leave unless they need to be there for some compelling reason that they're going to have to weigh against the potential of being taken hostage. Herrera says the complicated negotiations leading to last week's release of U.S. and European hostages highlights the lengths of Putin's regime and how far it will go in using hostages as bargaining chips. A group of nearly 150 healthcare workers from around the state are asking for the expansion of Medicaid. Dr. Ann Helms is the state lead for the Committee to Protect Healthcare. Helms says by refusing to expand Medicaid, politicians are letting Wisconsinites fall behind compared to other Americans, including those in Michigan, Illinois, and Minnesota. Governor Tony Evers has proposed expanding Badger Care in his state budgets. That's been consistently opposed by Republican legislators, and Wisconsin remains one of 10 states that have rejected federal funding to expand Medicaid. The Evers administration announces more than $20 million in state funding for public improvement projects. Projects include repairs or expansions of streets, water systems, and other community facilities. The Community Development Block Grant public facility grants are administered by the Wisconsin Department of Administration. Governor Tony Evers says the projects will help support jobs and improve the quality of life in communities across the state. Funding for the infrastructure projects is for communities with populations of 50,000 or less throughout the state that meet a low to moderate income threshold. A new grant is reviving the University of Wisconsin's Tuition Promise program in 2025. Students whose families earn $55,000 or less will be able to attend one of 11 system schools without having to pay tuition or fees. The Tuition Promise is a last dollar program, meaning it pays for tuition and fees remaining after a student's financial aid is exhausted. The program was last funded in the fall of 2023, but a $5 million grant from the Education Group is covering the costs. In December, UW President Jay Rothman said any future rounds would need philanthropic support, as the system's $24.5 million request for it in the most recent budget was denied by the state legislature. An estimated 1,300 students starting in the fall of 2025 are expected to qualify for the Tuition Promise. Wisconsin education leaders say schools need more resources to treat mental illness. The new Wisconsin Youth Risk Behavior Report says anxiety, depression, and self-harm are all on the rise. Education leaders say not all solutions cost money. State Schools Superintendent Jill Underley.
Making sure that kids feel supported, that they know that they're loved, making sure that the culture in their school is one that they are safe and supported. That doesn't cost anything.
After 173 years, the Wisconsin State Fair still draws thousands of people to West Allis each year. Tess Kirkson, Director of Public Relations, says they keep changing with the times.
We're really starting to dip into comedians on our State Fair main stage and really just trying to bring in new things. We have a karaoke stage this year. We have a game room. Just some really different things that keep fairgoers coming back year after year. But then they're also coming for those same amazing traditions like the giant slide and a cream puff.
One of its most famous attractions turns 100 years old this year.
People have been going to the Wisconsin State Fair their entire life, and there's a part of it they don't want to change. They want to see the animals. They want to have a cream puff. And cream puff this year is celebrating 100 years. They've been around since 1924 baking on our property, which is absolutely insane to me.
Cream puffs and the Wisconsin State Fair are almost synonymous, but Tess Kirkson says another Wisconsin treat is just as important.
We have plenty of cheese curds to go around, and you can actually kind of sample all the different types. And of course, we have deep fried cheese curds and then the refrigerated kind that's sweet in your mouth in the Wisconsin Product Pavilion, too. There's no shortage of cheese curds here at Wisconsin State Fair.
The Wisconsin State Fair runs through August 11th in West Allis. You can now sign up to take part in the 2024 Disabled Hunter Deer Hunt season. Brooke Vandehal of the Department of Natural Resources says sponsors from 49 different counties will host these hunts. Hunters will need to contact the hosts to set up a hunt and buy a valid license from the DNR. You can find out more online at dnr.wi.gov. Registration is open until September 15th.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 81. There's a 40% chance of scattered showers this afternoon. Breezy tonight, occasional showers and thunderstorms, some of which could be strong. A low of 61. Tuesday, light showers ending by midday. A bit of sunshine later, and a high of 72. There is a flood watch that's been issued for Sauk County from tonight through Tuesday morning for more rain on some of their already saturated soils. For the most part, we were missed over the weekend in rainfall here in our immediate area. Just a few drops over the weekend. Yesterday's high was 87. The record high was set in 1947 at 99 degrees. So it will be warm today, but not record-breaking, that's for sure. We start out fairly warm for this time of day, 74 degrees. No precipitation today, partly cloudy conditions, and the air is calm right now.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Yeah, my daughter needs a laptop for college, but I need to watch the budget.
Well, Staples hot deals on tech are backed by a price match guarantee, so our prices won't be beat.
Great. I can't believe my baby's starting college.
She'll do great.
I know.
Oh, let's get you a great deal on a laptop.
Save big on tech for school at Staples. Now get up to $300 off select PCs. NC 24 price match guarantee valid within 14 days of purchase. Exclusions apply. For details, visit staples.com/price match.
Making the transition to a smaller space can be overwhelming, but with A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, it doesn't have to be. Our knowledgeable team will help you select the perfect pieces to create a cozy and functional living space that fits your needs and budget. From lift chairs to adjustable beds and small dining sets, we have a variety of comfortable and affordable options to choose from. Visit our showroom today at 172 South Church Street and let us help you make your new house feel like home.
Sports Time is sponsored by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. A look at weekend scores and also details on a weekend that wasn't so good for the Brewers.
A Kubota tractor will allow you to get all those many jobs done that have been sitting there too long. Hi, this is Rick from the Homesteader Store. Industry-leading Kubota tractors will push, pull, lift, cut, and till your property back into shape. Kubota has compact diesel tractors priced right from 18 to 62 horsepower. They have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions. Kubota has various rebates and great long-term financing. See the full line of Kubota tractors at the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East, or at homesteaderstore.com.
Yesterday in home talent baseball action, it was the home talent semifinals in the various sections. In the West, Pine Bluff Mount Horeb defeated Dodgeville 7-2, and Verona edged Belleville 7-6. In the Southeast, Evansville advances to the section final with a 6-3 win over Cambridge, and Fort Atkinson was a winner against Utica 5-3. In the North, Ashton over Middleton 5-4. Sauk Prairie got the win against Reedsburg 11-8. And Monona defeated DeForest 5-3 and Sun Prairie 5-0 over Montello in the East. The Home Talent Baseball All-Star Game was played on Friday night. The Western Section played the Northern Section in a game that was held at Sauk City Field. It was a high-scoring game as the West All-Stars won 15-12 over the North. Josh Cartwright of Muscadet had two hits, and the Mudcats' Mason Atkins had a hit as well. The American Legion baseball tournaments continue across the state. Westby was eliminated from the tournament yesterday with a hard-fought loss to Stratford 2-1. Viroqua is unbeaten in the tournament. They will be playing today at 5 o'clock as they approach the possibility of a championship at the Class A State American Legion tournament being held in Osseo. Sunday's 4-3 loss means the Brewers lost two of three games to the Washington Nationals over the weekend. A bases-clearing triple in the sixth inning by rookie James Wood was the decider. Homie Milner took the loss in relief, and Gary Sanchez hit his eighth home run. The Nationals won the season series by taking four out of six games, the first time they have accomplished that since 2015. The Brewers are off tonight and will start a series in Atlanta coming up on Tuesday. Here is manager Pat Murphy talking about the recent struggles.
This is a young team that is going through it, man. You can say how bad you think the record of the Nationals is. Those guys are playing free. They play us tough. You know, they did the same thing to us in Milwaukee. You know, they played really good and they played free, and we're young and vulnerable and, going through it a little bit.
Elsewhere in the National League, San Francisco 8-2 over Cincinnati. Miami beat Atlanta 7-0. Arizona 6, Pittsburgh 5. San Diego 10-2 over Colorado. And the Cubs were winners against St. Louis 6-2. In the American League, Kansas City 3, Detroit 2. Tampa Bay 1-0 over Houston. Baltimore 9, Cleveland 5. The Yankees 4-3 over Toronto. Boston 7, Texas 2. And Minnesota a winner against the White Sox 13-7. The woeful White Sox season continues. They have lost their 20th consecutive game, the major's longest skid in 36 years, and one short of the American League record, as Chris Flexen was chased early in a 13-7 defeat yesterday against the Twins. Chicago's franchise record losing streak is the longest in the big leagues since the Baltimore Orioles dropped 21 in a row, the American League mark to begin the 1988 season. This year's Packers Family Night crowd has topped 60,000 fans inside Lambeau Field. Quarterback Jordan Love threw 4 scoring passes during the practice, but the offense struggled inside the red zone. The defense continued to dominate the offensive line, and edge rusher Rashawn Gary looks poised for a good season. Both kickers were strong. The opening game is now 25 days off, and they are less than a week away from the first preseason game. Badgers coaches say freshman running back Darian Dupree is impressing them in practices. Even though Ches Malusi and Tui Walker are expected to get most of the touches, Dupree has shown solid pass receiving skills and quick footwork with the ability to break tackles as well. Badger camp continues. Their first game is coming up on August 30th. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.
Memphis.
Johnny Lee, Rolling Lonely toward 7 o'clock today. It is 12 minutes before the hour. We're at 74 degrees in Richland Center today, assembling our top-of-the-line work staff. And top-of-the-line jokester Hank Bray will be in a little bit later on today. Regular features along the way today. And this is Chris Lane.
You found a new man, found some new friends. Got a new black dress I ain't seen you in. Got your hair cut and your nails did. If looks could kill, I'd be real dead. And that's a new kind of drink that you're sipping on. And that's a new kind of buzz that you're getting on. And that's a new song there that you're singing along to. So baby, why can't you find another bar, place to raise them up? It can't be that hard. I know you saw my truck. Why can't you find another floor? Different neon lights till you walk through the door. Yeah, this one here was mine. You gotta look like you do, so beautiful. Yeah, thanks to you, I'm moving on. Ain't moving very far. You already broke my heart. Why can't you find another bar? Just a couple miles of the main road, past the courthouse, past the cornrows. I got you for one bucket, sudden cold beers. Yeah, you can go anywhere right here.
On FM 100.9 WRCO. Cloudy skies again. We're at 74 degrees today. I was expecting maybe a little more rain over the weekend, but not to be. Maybe a little bit more on the way today, it seems. We have many things planned this week. The National Night Out, the fourth annual, put on in Richland Center coming up on Tuesday night, and all the Grace events beginning Wednesday night with the Captains and Survivors Night, and the actual walk on Friday. Now, people have put the pressure on me saying that, you know, you got to keep reading a good forecast for Friday. I'll try. Right now, they're saying a 30% chance of afternoon showers on Friday. But, you know, that's still a few days off.
Are you ready to buy a house? Do you know somebody looking to buy a house? Do you not know where to start? Do you not know where to apply? Do you just have some general questions about buying a home? Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage, the Schultz Mortgage Team, your local mortgage expert. When I say expert, I mean that because mortgage is all I do. I don't want your checking account. I don't want your car loan. I just want to help you buy a house. Whether you need an FHA loan, a VA loan for veterans, a USDA loan, or a conventional loan, contact the Schultz Mortgage Team 7 days a week, 604-5068. We do not work banker hours.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Well, looks like Henry Bray is here. All is right with the world today. It is 74 degrees at WRCO Radio. Just checking over some things from the weekend. We'll have some details on movie business in just a little bit.
She talks about the future like she's flipping through a magazine. Finds the beauty in the thrown away and broken things. Gets excited about all my crazy dreams. Got every sunset that she's ever seen memorized. Saves him away for a rainy day or stormy night. The sky's brighter looking at it through her eyes. Before she came into the picture, brought the beauty I was missing with her. Showed me colors I ain't never seen. She took chances with every wall I built. She saw canvas. I thank God every day for how he made her. My life was black and white, but she's the start again. Fine is good, but you need some blue every now and then. How'd I live so long without her reckless touch? I don't remember life before she came into the picture. Brought the beauty I was missing with her. Showed me colors I
Johnson and the Painter on WRCO. Well, some movies released on this day: To Catch a Thief in 1955. That's a big one. Risky Business, of course, one that helped make Tom Cruise a big star in 1983. The Dukes of Hazzard movie in 2005, which didn't fare as well as the series, but it was still, you know, I guess pretty well received. Rise of the Planet of the Apes in 2011. And the Little Rascals movie, released in 1994. I always thought that movie version was pretty good. You know, my kids always liked it, too, the movie version of the Little Rascals. They had some real talented youngsters in that group. And, of course, Petey the dog was pretty good as well. Reba McEntire had a guest appearance in that movie. Over the weekend, Deadpool and Wolverine has surpassed The Passion of the Christ as the highest-grossing R-rated movie ever. Not adjusting for inflation, Deadpool and Wolverine made another $97 million domestically over the weekend. It's the top box office draw again, with Twisters in second place. Trap is number three, Despicable Me 4, and Inside Out 2 is fifth, as well at the box office over the weekend.
A little just blew my world away. It was a pitiful sight, me begging her to stay. I never had a hunch, so how was I to know? She packed a punch that knocked my heart out cold. She put a hurting on this old cowboy, broke my heart like a little play toy, brought me to my knees from 10 feet tall. The night she left me in Amarillo, I cried crocodile tears in my pillow. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. How could a blue-eyed beauty only 5'3" lay a Texas-sized heartache on me? She came across so cool, I didn't think that I'd get burned. Now I'm a big old fool with a leaving lesson learned. Thought I was strong like old Hercules. She proved me wrong with her little C'est la vie. She put a hurting on this old cowboy, broke my heart like a little play toy, brought me to my knees from 10 feet tall. The night she left me in Amarillo, I cried crocodile tears in my pillow. The bigger they are,